This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Plans are available. Again, those Zwoon volunteer training dates are Sunday, January 14th at 10 a.m. and Wednesday, January 17th at 6 p.m. They'll be held at KPFT Studios, 419 Lovett Boulevard, near downtown Houston. Visit KPFT.org to RSVP for the training or just come on by. You're tuned in to 90.1 FM KPFT Houston.
Are you tired of hearing about what divides us? Are you ready to talk about what unites us? Amazing Face of Houston wants to invite you to be a participant in one of our dinner dialogues. These small gatherings of 8 to 10 people of various faiths and outlooks will enjoy a simple meal and then engage in a directed discussion about faith, religious diversity, and common values. Join us Tuesday evening, January 30th from 7 to 9 p.m. You can sign up on the internet at www.amazingfaithshouston.org or you can call 713-348-2222 to leave your information. Join us to move together to common ground on higher ground. Amazing Faith Houston and Houston Dinner Dialogues is a diversity celebrating project sponsored by Interfaith Ministries for Greater Houston and the Bunyan Center for Religious Tolerance at Rice University in cooperation with the Office of the Mayor of the City of Houston.
Nobody eats it. Love is like an earthquake, destroys your home and all you own in only one shake. And love, love is like the time of the month, you cramp and bleed, but at least you cannot get pregnant. And love will make you foam at the mouth, rip and tear out your hair, it will rip your heart out. Love. Is like my laptop, the battery always dies ever so quickly. And love is like a bar hop, I always think one more drink, but I just can't stop. And love, love like communism, oh sure it works, but only in theory. Love like Catholicism, all I feel is guilt. It makes me feel a great deal like I'm less of a man. Love, like penetration, it always hurts at first. Love. Yeah. inside. Almighty Zion. If I want to stay alive, I gotta break the silence. Scream out with my heart and my soul. I wanna live, oh, I wanna fly. I wanna scream out my love and desire. I gotta break the silence. That's filled with passion. I wanna shout out in my own name. Now that I have broken free, my world will never be the same. I will build up myself with pride. Inside this shelter, I can no longer hide. I have learned to dissolve this frustration. I can stay alive. I learn to break the silence. Scream out with my heart and my soul. I wanna live, oh, I wanna fly. I wanna scream out my love and desire. I gotta break the silence. How can I breathe? Choking on the words that set me free, living in fear. Only knowing fear, only knowing pain. When I get up, stand up, throw open the door.
The program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. Listener-sponsored, commercial-free, yada, yada, end of the year, whatever. I'm Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one. Happy New Year, dear.
It ain't that yet.
Yeah, well, it's close enough.
Yeah,
actually,
know.
It's officially New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve's Day, blah.
Ta-da.
Yeah, it's the end of something. Everyone's dropping.
Hey.
Hey, they're dropping like flies on the news.
They should be dropping trout.
I don't want to see either of the two people who died without the trout.
Okay. That's true.
Well, now,
three if we count Saddam.
Hey, but for one...
Hey, we've got those underwear shots of him from several years...
Stop!
Remember we played... When that happened there, we played Pansy Division's Groovy Underwear.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In honor of that.
Yes.
on with the show.
I know.
You know, I admit I was watching some of the Ford ceremonies earlier today, because I'm gay and it's all about pomp and circumstance and
there you go.
Pageantry.
Mm.
He's got some cute, great children that were... I have to admit, I'm going to start cruising Republican funerals, because there are some cuties in the background there.
You have a sense of humor that should be tranquilized.
Hey, he was a former male model, Ford.
When he was young, he was hot.
And
Gerald Ford.
Yeah.
And I mean, I saw a couple of them there. I couldn't tell exactly there, but when they kept showing the great-grandchildren and going, you know, in 10 years, they're going to be really cute.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere around the time Great Expectations was written.
Stop.
But no, there was a double sense of watching the pageantry and mm-hmm. collapsing and all that. You didn't see? Did you watch any of it?
No.
They should have had one of the drag queens to stumble and fall throughout
the
parade.
No, one of the during the official type ceremonies they had tonight. An ex-congressman took ill.
Oh.
So, you know, CNN somehow got the ESPN camera they had in the rotunda was focused right over the guy.
Oh, that's it. That's terrible.
You know, it was serious enough that they had to rip open his shirt to work on, because this guy fainted completely.
People faint.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not very good when you're on worldwide television at a funeral.
And, I'm sure he didn't mean to do it.
That's almost as bad as the one MSNBC anchor who was talking about at that time, the impending
mm-hmm.
Saddam execution. And she got a tickle in her throat and she's choking on air coughing. That made YouTube.
No. I'll think it did.
Well, speaking of that, the music we heard at the beginning.
Yes.
If you like your geeks to be snackish, slow-mo erotic.
Mm-hmm. That's the group for you.
They can work on my computer.
They have a little five-song EP out. Only one we can play on the radio.
But until next month when Jimmy's gone.
Hey.
But the one is a piano player who has an affinity for show tunes, and his boyfriend plays the drums.
Isn't that sweet?
So one guy works the organ and the other one bangs.
That's right.
Well, if you can beat her to blow it, you belong in a band.
Blow, Gabriel, blow.
So, yeah, that's...
Okay. And the second one was also new music for After Hours by a artist we've played here before, Freddie Freeman,
and that was Break the Silence.
From his album of the same name.
Ooh, I see a good reason to play Village Crawl.
Mm-hmm. No, we won't be playing that one. No.
Oh, please.
No.
Hey, just think of it this way. Starting next week, you know, it's a new year. So
yes.
If I try and only get suspended once a year, I'm back on schedule.
Ah. Well, tonight for our After Hours Quickie, we have Cheyenne, who is running for Empress of the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court at the Single Star.
And
Houston Inc. and
you need another word in there, right?
That's right. Last week we had Christopher Prado, who's running for emperor, and next week we'll have Chris Beck, who is also running for emperor. Then we've got, since it's the fifth Saturday, we've got J.D. Doyle, who has brought in a whole bunch of music that we probably have not heard on After Hours, and stuff that he probably can't play on Queer Voices, so that's an extra treat. Plus, I hear he's got a musical guest coming, so we'll talk about that a little bit later.
I can already see the explicit lyrics sticker on one.
Oh, good. A couple things going on. You know, most of the bars are having festivities for New Year's Eve. A couple of highlights. Dan Lindquist sent an email out that John Die, also known as Bubbles, and he will be cooking breakfast Sunday night at the BRB for New Year's morning, as well as helping serve champagne at midnight. This is a tradition that the Colts maintained for many years. Hopefully the Colts will return to this home bar tradition. Just a little something there. Then, if you're not doing anything tomorrow, or actually New Year's Day, let's put it that way.
Monday.
A tradition that is going to be continued is the Brenda Thomas New Year's Day Memorial Social. Every New Year's Day, Brenda opened her home to any and all in the community. For festivities, and now the Houston Transgender Unity Committee will be hosting an informal gathering on January 1st to continue the wonderful tradition of the annual New Year's Day house party hosted by the late, great Brenda Thomas. We will gather at Tony's Corner Pocket. That's the club formerly known as Keys West at 817 West Dallas, around 4 or 5 o'clock, and toast Brenda's memory with margaritas, which was Miss B's drink of choice when she was out on the town. Please feel free to substitute another beverage of your choice, of course. Everyone is welcome to join us at this event, co-hosted by the Houston GLBT Community Center. That's Tony's Corner Pocket. New Year's Day, 4 or 5-ish, and that sounds like that could be fun. We've got some other stuff coming up for early next week, but I want to start talking with...
Well, then run over there.
Yeah, with Cheyenne. So I'm going to go into the talk studio.
Click. I'll just turn off his microphone. I turned off your mic. Just get your ass in there.
He turned off the mic.
Jeez.
With Cheyenne.
Where am I going?
And you're going right there, and Chris will be looking at porn on the computer while we're talking.
Hey.
Okay, I'm going to put these on.
Hey, I don't talk your trash.
Now I can.
And I at least share.
Yes, and thank you very much.
You're welcome very little.
Why settle for a single standard?
Last week we had Christopher Prado. Next week we've got Chris Beck. Both of those guys running for Emperor of the Empire of the Royal and Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star. This week we have Cheyenne, who is running for Empress. Hello, welcome to After Hours.
Hello, Jimmy. How are you?
Fine, fine. This is not your first time at the rodeo here.
No, it's not.
No, you've been here before.
I have.
So, how's the campaign going?
Actually, very well. Everybody's having a great time. It's been a lot of fun so far, mm-hmm. and it's actually almost over, so we got a good kick in here.
Good. It's been going on for months, though, hasn't it?
Well, it has. It started in October.
Wow. I don't know how you survive it.
Well, it's been a long, hard road, yeah. but it all pays off in the end.
I hear you did an excellent job at the HCC meeting here recently.
Well, I visited as many organizations as possible. Mm-hmm. The Houston Council of Clubs actually incorporates so many different organizations that you can get several at one time. And I did. I had a great time. It's, again, just what I said there. This is not about me.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually about each and every individual in the city that actually helps in one way, form, or fashion. Whether you put a dollar in a bucket at a show, come out to support one individual, and then you end up supporting a whole community by everything that you've done, helping people living with HIV and mm-hmm. AIDS.
The first time I heard your name was quite a few years ago now.
Well, Jimmy.
Wait a minute. It's an interesting story because Jackie Thorne used to come in here every couple of weeks and talk about what was going on with the court, what was going on with transgender groups. And she talked about you putting on a show. And she said it was a small show, but, you know, Cheyenne is one we need to watch out for, because, I mean, she is going to really... She knows what she's doing. She's got the capability. I'm just going to sit back and watch her grow.
Well, you know, I have to actually commend Jackie. She has done what I am trying to do mm-hmm. for many, many, many years. I mean, I think she's one of our longest-termed members of ERESA mm-hmm. as a whole. We're now in our 22nd year.
Yeah.
I was actually very fortunate to serve the first time as Imperial Princess Royale under Barbara Walker during Reign 17. That was 5 years ago
mm-hmm.
or more. And then again last year for Jackie when yeah. she finally became Empress, mm-hmm. 21. And again this year, I'm doing the third time as a charm all the way around. So I've been fortunate this year to serve as Imperial Princess Royale under Didi DeMarco.
Wow, that's a tough job, too.
And it's a very tough job. But, you know, being an Empress is probably the hardest job anybody could actually try to take.
Yes, it is. Because you've got to be out there.
You have to be out, but you have to
support
the community and lead an organization of 50 to 75 people in the right positive manner.
Also, in the organization you belong to, you've got almost the responsibility of going to coronations all over the country.
Correct.
Whenever you can.
Correct.
There's seven courts in Texas
mm-hmm. alone, so
yeah.
including Houston, so we visit all six of those. And then you're required to visit two out of state.
Wow.
Well, you know, on a regular basis, most people visit a lot more than two out of state. Just in the year.
So maybe that's why being Imperial Princess Royale is such a tough job, because you've got to fill in.
When they're gone.
Yes.
So you get a little training on how to do this.
A little training on...
Three times already? Yeah, I've had a little bit of training, I have to tell you that.
So... It's probably silly of me to ask you why you want to be Empress.
It's not silly. It's actually a very valid question.
Okay.
I have been in this organization for 10 years. I have became Cheyenne 5.5, almost 6 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been amazing how much difference from being Keith to Cheyenne has become.
Sure.
That Cheyenne has raised a lot of money and felt like has benefited so many different people in so many ways. That I want to continue that
mm-hmm.
in this role, if the community sees fit, to be an Empress, to lead in a positive manner an organization that will benefit this community as a whole. Again, this is not about me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do anything by myself without everybody here.
Okay, so for folks who weren't here last week to hear Christopher talk about the organization, can you tell me, I can say that the Emperor and Empress act as co-president.
Correct.
Of the organization.
Right.
And tell us a little bit more about the ERESIS.
As a whole?
As a whole.
Sure. ERESIS was formed 22 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We have our sister court that actually helped us find this organization here in Houston, Fort Worth. And it's been a 501c3 charity organization for the last several years,
mm-hmm.
Raising money all along throughout the 22 years for HIV and AIDS. 22 years ago, HIV and AIDS was a lot different than it is today.
Yes, it is.
People
yes.
are still...
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
There's a lot of new infection, but there's so many people that are still living because of things that we've done.
Sure.
And this community coming together to help support other organizations in this town, in the city, that could help with medical expenses or doctor visits,
mm-hmm.
or Camp Hope, for instance, giving
yeah.
children an opportunity to actually have a place to go. And it's because of the money that is raised in an organization such as this that allows those things to take place. Therefore, on the backside is allowing people to live longer, healthier lives,
mm-hmm.
and a quality, not just quantity.
So how does your organization raise money?
$1 at a time.
And
$1 at a time.
By doing what?
Raising money at shows.
Ah.
Doing car wash.
Mm-hmm.
You name it, we've tried it. Speaking of shows, I do have a show coming up on Friday. I have to plug myself a little
sure.
bit.
Sure.
At the BRB at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It will be my last candidate show. This is the third one during this campaign season for me personally. It's also my 40th birthday party.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
goodness.
As you said, New Year's Day is tomorrow.
Yes.
I turn 40 tomorrow. But I'm going to celebrate with the community on the 5th.
And I forgot.
I'd love for everybody to come.
Sure.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Sure.
And it is raising money for Legacy Community Health Services, Body Positive, and AFH Camp Hope.
Okay. Now, when you talk about a show, that means what? Who gets up and does what?
You invite anybody and everybody you can.
Okay.
To perform or participate or show up to support.
So primarily drag queens doing lip sync.
Not always.
Okay.
We've had certain people that like to strip down to a certain degree.
Oh, yes.
We've live singers.
Mm-hmm.
It's show your talent.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a chance to help somebody else.
Lip syncing.
Lip sync, female as well.
Yes.
The drag queens, some of them sing live, some of them don't. Production numbers. It's really all about coming together, having a good time, and, mm-hmm. and doing as much as you can.
Entertaining.
$1 at a time.
There you go.
$1 at a
time.
There
you go. And so, as far as that's concerned, you probably want to get as many folks to this show as possible.
Yes, always.
Always?
Always. Especially being 40, I finally feel like I'm joining a group. I've waited a long time. I'm very proud. They like to rag me about it, but I'm very proud. Sorry.
2 weeks from tonight is my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
And I'll be 59.
What?
So it's like, whoa.
Well, you know, yeah. Hey, be proud.
You are a youngin'.
Be very proud. Each year is another blessing.
Let me tell you, you have no idea. I've talked about it often enough on the show, how I never thought I'd see the year 2000
exactly.
for my 50th birthday,
right.
And here I am.
Exactly. It makes it a lot better every
year.
Yes,
it does. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Got off on a little other track, I know. Sorry.
Got my line of questioning a little
exactly.
bit off.
Exactly. That's okay.
So, how do you get elected?
Well, this is one organization in the city that allows the community as a whole to vote.
Mm-hmm.
It is all about you. This is not selected by any group of people in ERESIS alone. It actually is anybody living in Harris County or surrounding counties where their zip code starts with 77
mm-hmm.
are eligible to vote with proof of ID or residency. By a driver's license or ID.
This is one of the very few organizations that you don't have to belong to elect the people who run it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's all about letting the community know what you are, what you
mm-hmm.
can do, and hopefully have a proven track record to go along behind
sure.
it that they would already know, so they would want to come out to see the right
okay.
people step up to do the right thing.
And voting
is actually, absentee voting is Monday, January 8th at Tony's Corner Pocket, which is formerly Keys West
mm-hmm.
at 817 Dallas, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
Regular voting is Saturday, January 13th at Legacy Community Health Services, which is formerly the Montrose Clinic,
mm-hmm.
at 215 West Timer from noon to 6.
We have to put that in. That is formerly
Montrose
Clinic.
Formerly.
Because people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the next one is the same date, January 13th, but we're going to go down to Galveston to Contiki at 315 Tremont. I want to say formerly Contiki because it's all the other ones had formerly, so I thought, you know, why not?
Yeah.
From 9 p.m. to 11. And then that's all. You have those three opportunities to vote to make sure that this position is taken by somebody that you feel competent and
good
that should have it.
And I'll tell you, I'm always happy to promote any fundraising activity.
You are. That you always have been that way.
And I'd like to invite you, if and when you are elected, to have a monthly segment.
I would appreciate that.
On this show.
Not myself, that somebody that would come and represent. Exactly.
Your hardworking imperial prince.
Well,
prince or princess royale.
Exactly.
Just to come on once a month, you know.
That would be great.
A specified week.
Right.
You know, like second week or the fourth week or something like that.
Right.
And just talk about the organization and what you're doing and what's going on.
Sounds
good.
We'd
love to have it.
Because it's really all about the community.
Yes, it is. And that's what this show is.
It's all about the community.
I look at it as a responsibility of this show to promote
and
fundraising.
We actually appreciate that very much.
Great.
I'm fortunate enough that I get to work for Legacy Community Health Services every day. I always like to throw that in because it really... Honestly, I personally get to see the dollars that are put in a bucket at work.
That's right.
Whether it's coming from ERESIS or any other organization in the city, it's amazing because of those dollars how far services can be taken.
Sure.
And how many people can actually be helped.
And that really makes a big, big difference.
It really does.
I mean, Legacy has come a long way from the little old, you know, let me get my penicillin shot.
Exactly.
Because I got the clap.
Got a little low house.
Yes.
Exactly. It is.
And I remember
that's a whole
other
show, though.
I remember
going to
those
whole
way back then. Yes, back in those glory days. But the whole community has changed, and we have
for
to change
better.
With it. Yes.
For the better.
And I'm really happy to see organizations like ERESIS out there every week making that money and helping the organizations.
Thank you. That's what it's really all about.
Thank you.
Jimmy, Chris, thank you very much for allowing me to be here.
You bet.
I appreciate
it. Any time you've got something to promote, you let us know or we'll get that special spot for you.
Okay. Hope to see you on Friday.
Good.
Do it again for voting.
Yes, especially voting. Especially voting. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
What?
You have something queued up?
Of course.
Okay. Then we'll be back with JD.
Yep. Starting off with a little bit of music from Tomboy. I just, by pure coincidence, ran across his video for this song over on Queer Click that they swiped from YouTube. Very interesting. Am I supposed to put your mic back on?
Yes.
Okay. Very interesting little video, so check it out on YouTube. It's called Okay to Be Gay, and it's okay to be, the letter B, G-A-Y.
It's on his site also.
Oops, it's on his site too, which is going to be what?
Yes.
Tomboy.dk.
He's for Denmark.
He's Danish.
Oh.
Well, if you watch his video, you'll see a lot of...
A little blonde beauty, huh?
No, his hair is pink.
Oh, he is so queer.
Watch the video. It's very queer.
Does he wear more pink than I do?
Those who are wearing clothing that is pink.
Okay.
So, Tomboy, okay to be gay.
It's okay to be gay. Let's rejoice with the boys in the gay.
You're a shit.
down and bending over.
If you thought the song was peppy, you gotta see the video.
Well, the video is wild. This is J.D. Doyle.
Welcome, J.D. It's the fifth weekend of the month, so we're...
I'm glad to be here. I've got some, I think, neat stuff, and I couldn't resist starting with Tomboy. I discovered his website last summer, I don't know, doing searches for queer music, and found this song, Okay to Be Gay, and it's spelled out O-K-T. The number two, the letter B, and gay. And it, the video, he had a video at the site at that time, which is just camp beyond words.
Oh, yes.
Wild.
Half-naked Danish boys dancing.
And the song is so catchy, and of course, has an anthem feel to it. You know,
yeah.
I just couldn't resist it. And he's gone ahead and released a full album, which I've got... Oh, maybe 3-4 weeks ago. It came in time for my Christmas show, which is good because it has a Christmas song on it called When I Saw Santa, which is the first gay Christmas song I've heard of where the singer is talking about his two gay daddies.
Oh.
So I thought, cool.
Interesting. After seeing the one video, I remember seeing another video of a Christmas. It looked like it was in the same genre. I'm going to have to check and see if that was that song there, but it was...
No, I don't believe so, because he's got all his videos on his site, and it's just, yeah. So far, just the one video.
He's
a good singer.
Yeah, I mean, it's a catchy, peppy little tune, mm-hmm. there, but I was curious, you were talking about two daddies.
It's called When I Saw Santa.
Because I had pulled, there was another video that I'd seen that I sent around to people in LSA of a I don't know if it's Danish or Dutch, one of those Eastern European, where it was a kids show that had a kid come out.
Two fathers.
Singing Two Fathers.
Heartbreaking video.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Go to Google, search on Two Fathers. It'll be the number one hit. Watch that video. It just grabs you.
Yeah, I saw it. Once again, it was a queer click to YouTube.
Right. The show is a children's show called Kindred for Kindred, Children, yeah. for Children. And they showed this young boy, who I found out later is 11, mm-hmm. Terrence Van Cleave. He wrote this song about his two gay dads.
Bastion and Seb?
Something like that. And... He's adorable kid, and yeah. It's very heartfelt, and the fact that you have other children singing the chorus.
Yeah, that was...
And so accepting, it's a powerful video. I wish it were in English. It's in Dutch. The subtitles will give you no problem at all.
Yeah.
It's a grabber.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm glad you brought that up.
That one goes... that's one of those ones that grab you...
In the heart.
As much as back as a couple of years ago, the Sigur Rios.
I know what you're talking about.
There,
yes,
the kids playing soccer. I mean,
yes,
that's another one of those.
Another one to track down. Yes,
that was a beautiful one. You can go to S I G U R R I O S, I believe.
Yeah.
.com. I forget the name of the title, the song on there, but it's. It's all instrumental, but the video that goes with it is one of those.
Very powerful. Well done. About homophobia and so forth. And,
yes.
And it's involving young boys. They're probably like,
11.
Early teens at best.
Tweens.
Yeah. Yeah.
What they call the tweens. But it's, you know, it's one of those cute little things that, sadly, we don't get to have in the States.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
We don't have the songs about that involving with, you know, over the
or
youth,
the exposure.
Positive, or the exposure, or, you know, we don't have it in the movies. Sadly, we have to pull it off in other countries.
Really, really.
But let's get back to some of the American music we have out.
I brought a lot of it. The second one I've got Chris to queue up is by Josh Zuckerman. Very talented singer. I've known him a while. He started out, believe it or not, in Up With People. And, you know, that's not his image now. But that's where he got his polish. He is a performer. I've seen him. He's very good. Very good.
So I'll go to...
This is his second CD called Out From Under. We're going to hear the title track.
Without you, man, I thought it was nothing. what you wanna. What you wanna?
I think he was done.
I see that.
That was the straight drummer for the duo that call themselves the Damsels.
Mm-hmm.
Their CD's called Ashes.
I like their sound.
They had a nice sound.
Yeah. Ooh. I got to get that one.
They'll send it to you.
Okay. Probably when they see the playlist on Out Voice and Out Music. Because you'll make sure it gets there.
Actually, they're doing very well on the Out Voice charts.
Really? Good.
Yeah. Yes.
Good, good, good. And what did we hear before that?
We heard Josh Zuckerman with Out From Under, the title track from his second album.
Yes. 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 I've played Zuckerman.
Mm-hmm. Actually, his CD was one of the ones I picked from Audiophile for the best seven CDs of the year from the ones we featured.
Wow.
So he's pleased with me.
He's cute, too.
Yeah. He's kind of cute.
Those eyes.
Hmm.
He's a good musician, too. He plays the fiddle like, you know, like Charlie Daniels. Like,
no kidding.
It's amazing. Yes.
Who knew?
Chris, don't even go anywhere. Yeah, I know. I see his mind.
I'm thinking of a gay version of The Devil Went Down to Georgia now. The Devil Went Down in Georgia.
Oh, God.
Stop.
Want to go to another song?
Yes, please. Okay. What's coming up next?
Okay.
See, this is a good thing. This is why I can't go on Queer Voices, is because they may have to bound and get, well, who knows?
No, he'd like that.
But then you would be asking for it.
My mind is, I can't help it. I'm just,
you've been on this show too long.
He looks up at the gutter.
The gutter is my friend.
I have taught him well.
Next up, we have Tommy Johns from his CD Heading Into Tomorrow, but the track I picked is Hate Is Not a Family Value.
Thank you.
of redemption for such a worm as I. I threw myself upon the body of your Christ, abhorring all I was and all I felt inside. I held a standard any saint had ever said. 3 hours of daily prayer didn't even clear my head. The book of law kept my young body trembling in its bed, afraid to wake, to wake, to find my spirit dead.
You said he would save me. What now am I needing? Am I not what he made me?
What love, what love, what love.
Reach out to me, somebody tell me where love is hiding. I now believe that there's a truth in this bitter, sweet salvation.
Covet the sorrow and death of every modern day. Took the thorn into my side and bled in Yahweh's name. 20 years of faith and fear, and still you say I falter. I'm laying all this dark, my debt up on the altar.
You said he would save me. What now am I getting? Am I not what he made me?
What love? What love? Ah, here's the man for me.
the station ID.
This is, you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
And soon there will not be an 89.5 in Galveston.
Yeah, people put in their pledges.
And when we get that transmitter up, yes, we can go to 100,000 watts now. So we're looking forward to that.
Oh, wow.
Looking forward to it.
That means the prisoners will be able to hear us better.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, that was my first Christmas card I got this year was from one of our MBBs.
Yeah, I know it. And I didn't send out any cards this year at all. So I'm feeling a bit guilty about that.
I was supposed to send one to my grandmother. So I went and bought a Christmas card over at Hollywood, and I never did send it to her.
You bought a card at Hollywood you could send to your grandmother?
Yeah, it took a while. I'm hoping she's backward enough not to realize what 10% production is.
It's the thought that counts.
Yes.
Especially since you didn't send it.
Yes.
But he wasn't sure he could get there and hide her glasses.
Straightening up the house.
So well, she turned 80 the day after Christmas.
Oh, so did my lover. No.
So, the music we heard this last set, which, you know, since Jimmy's not gushing right now, shows you how much he was paying attention.
I was paying attention.
So who did we play last?
I have no idea.
It was Jay Spears.
Oh, really?
Playing on My Team, the title track from that CD.
Yes.
That's his
latest CD.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the CD also contains a cover of My Boyfriend's Back. Have you played that yet, Jimmy?
I love that. Yes, that's my favorite song on the whole.
And another song which you can play better than I can play, mm-hmm. Smack Them Christians Down.
Oh, yeah. You're right about
that. Smack Them Christians Down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. In between Tommy Johns and Jay Spears, we heard Levi Christ, and Levi is one of my favorite artists. I shouldn't say that, but it is. It is true. I loved his first
CD.
You're
not their parents, so you can have a favorite.
And his brand new one's coming out in January. I've got a preview copy of it. It is wonderful.
I just read an interview with him.
He's doing the interview circuit. In fact, I have an interview scheduled with him next week to record.
Lucky you.
So this is the second time I've interviewed him.
He's pretty hot looking.
Yeah, he is. He's a nice guy. I interviewed him, and I played it on my January QMH show. Mm-hmm. And I don't usually do interviews with new artists for my history show.
Yeah.
That tells you how much I thought of that interview, and it's a wonderful interview.
Good.
He had a struggling religious past that he had to overcome.
Yeah.
He was outed and then thrown out of his college, thrown out of his record label. He had an abusive lover, at the time. He's been through a lot. And some of that he writes about. So Bittersweet Salvation, this whole album is kind of a response to getting over the religious bigotry.
Mm-hmm.
With some very good hooks and melodies.
That's what we like. That's what we like.
I was just looking at the Jay Spears album there. For some reason, we've got to play another one of the songs.
What?
Ron Romanofsky's on it.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Playing the accordion.
I brought a Ron Romanofsky single.
He has a single?
Well, I have it.
Okay. Is that from the
days? For those of you who don't know.
Is that from his days when he did
No, it's brand
solo?
New.
Oh,
it's brand new.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Ron Romanofsky is back in the day.
Back in the day is right.
That was, when there was queer music, openly queer music, it was Romanofsky and Phillips.
That was it, mm-hmm. pretty much.
That way, just maybe slide
it. Well, maybe you could cue that up since we're almost doing an intro for it.
Yeah.
The song is called Hard Time for Closet Cases,
mm-hmm.
inspired by the last couple of evangelists who were outed.
Oh, is this recent?
It's this recent.
Oh,
is that fresh?
Like it's like a week ago.
Oh.
We're ready then.
I've not played this on Queer Voices yet, so you be honored.
Oh, I am.
Then
Ron Romanofsky.
Hip-hop. hypocrisy's at an all-time high. Kiss the boys and then deny it when they find out what you've done. Which direction will you run? Religious leaders in high places, politicians with well-known faces, caught in the act and falling from graces. These are hard times for closet cases. Better that they've been exposed, but that don't make a weed a rose. What does it do to our esteem to have these liars on our team? Religious leaders in high places, politicians with well-known faces, engaging in compromising embraces. These are hard times for closet cases. Private lives, their lovers, prostitutes, and wives. But I am tired of taking hits from these rich bastard hypocrites. Religious leaders in high places, politicians with well-known faces, caught between a rock and other hard places. These are difficult times. Closet cases, religious leaders in high places, politicians with well-known faces, caught in the act and falling from grace. These are hard times, hard times.
Just let me be me.
You don't
was when we met, and I have no regrets for being this way. And you think that I won't compromise, but I'm tired of all the lies that I'm living each day. And you think I don't know who I am, but you wouldn't give a damn even if I did. No, I just wanna live my life, and I know what's right for me, so just let it go. You don't have to understand.
Okay, slow down.
Yes, the artwork on there definitely looks like, you know, a little slapdash on there, either Culture Club or Colors of Benetton.
That is a Dallas artist.
Culture Colors of Benetton.
This is a guy from Dallas. His name is Jeremy Henry.
Mm.
The song is called Selfish Song. The album is called Bitterly Ever After You.
Whoa.
It's a nice little CD. I've interviewed him on the phone. We hit it off well. I'm going to try to get him on the air next time he comes down this way.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott's just looking because it shows his nipples on the CD.
Absolutely. He's got this mesh on the album cover. He has this totally mesh long sleeve T-shirt on.
Adam Ant.
Well,
exactly.
That's the makeup he's got on.
Yeah, kind of Adam Ant.
Mm. Okay. He's got a plus sign under one eye and a minus sign under the other. And just all of a sudden hit me when I looked over the side. There's like, it's Adam Ant style.
Yeah, I recall that.
We're trying to figure out what genre it was between the music and the...
Well, you won't have to think about this next genre to guess what it is. We have two dance tracks. One is by Josh Duffy, who is a local artist,
mm-hmm.
who is, if you were at EJ's earlier this evening, you got to see him open for Jimmy James.
No kidding!
Right.
Wow.
So I missed both of those.
Oh, I did too.
But I would have loved to have been there. I've not seen Jimmy James ever.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
I saw him several times when he was still in Houston, actually living in Texas. Saw him do his Marilyn impersonation a couple of times.
I've got every recording he's done.
Oh, my God. It was... Except he started gaining a little bit of weight, and except for the pudgy look, he was exactly like Marilyn. The look, the mannerisms, the voice... The walk, everything.
Well, it would have been the bloated look if they hadn't found her as quickly as they did.
Stop.
So, next up is Josh Duffy, followed by another dance artist, Joshua Harrell.
Yeah.
Collagen lips, bleached blonde clear, blue contact lens, a beauty mark next to less I've seen, a fake baked tan to the extreme. She'll make you pop like bubble gum, one glance and you'll go numb. Make believe or reality, yeah, or is it something that I see on TV? Great with that new nose job. Botox and a tummy tuck. Sized up from a C to a D. She's got the world falling down on their knees. Copy straight from a magazine. We'll be right back.
imagination going out of control. With sex appeal. We'll be right back.
techno as you were hoping.
No, I didn't think so. I guess some of the other mixes on it's one of those maxi CDs with different mixes. I guess some of those might be a little peppier. By the way, he has a full-page ad in the latest Instinct magazine, so he must have paid a pretty penny for that.
For him. Yeah.
Joshua Harrell, Johnny Be Happy.
I always like looking at the liner notes in here. Just, sometimes they get cutesy pictures in here.
I don't believe there are any. Well.
Ooh. Not bad. Sometimes where they put their other pictures, but, you know, he's wearing a cutoff shirt in the front.
He's nice looking. Nice looking guy. And we got a couple nice-looking gals of this next set. Martine Locke, I've seen her perform live. She's from Australia. And her CD, latest one, is called On the Verge. But I'm taking this track from a compilation called Peace from the Porch, Volume 2, which our friend Christy Claxton issued last year as a sort of a benefit CD for victims of abuse. So, Martine Locke and Hallelujah.
If there's one thing I should have known by now, your hate has grown. If there are two things I could have seen, one would be you, the other me. In all our glory, in all tragic life, high, hallelujah, high, hallelujah. This love is here. Hurtful, hateful lies. The name is still the same, but the rules have all been changed. So come along, all stand aside. In all its glory, in all its glory, love alone is what survives. Faces now, 'cause we're not leaving soon. This is love, this is truth, this is me not being you. In all my glory, in all my glory, beautiful, wondrous life.
suddenly a lady, and then I'm dramatic and demure. Someday I'll take the biggest leap ever, and then I'll be high as the moon. I'm never a typical jug, I never drank no drink, but I've never been the same too soon. Get around the things that I'm scared of. It's just to pretend I am the cure for everything that anybody's ever needed. And then I am confident and sure.
What was the name of that track? All Right, Okay, by Rachel Sage from her latest CD called The Blistering Sun. She's a very prolific New York artist. This is, I guess, her eighth or ninth CD on her own label. I like her stuff.
It's a nice song, yeah. They said she had another... Was it the Pride Fest a couple of years ago?
Yes, she... 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
2 years ago. And she was in the afternoon, so unfortunately there weren't a lot of people around to catch her talent.
And before that was Martine Locke with Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right, with an H there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Up next is an artist who goes way back, but not under the name he's using now. Now he goes by Von Tanner. Back in 1979, he was Chris Tanner, and he appeared on the Walls to Roses album, which was a landmark album, one of the first various artists' albums with gay singers on it. He's since married someone named Vaughn, and they both go by Von Tanner. Chris Von Tanner and Michael Von Tanner. The album is just both of them, and the track I picked is called...
It's Showtime.
It's Showtime.
I goofed. I hit the wrong button.
It was a Rachel Sage double play.
I said, they're going, Chris Von Tanner's a woman? And no, goes, no, but the song I was playing was. Let's try it again.
It's Showtime again.
Why am I questioning anything at my age? crush on my gym teacher. His green and white sweats and his spot-billed sneakers. His iron arms on the parallel bars. His cool control over the football stars. In high school. High school really bit. In high school. I took so much shit. In high. I wanted to die. So I stayed high in high school. I don't wanna hear about dominating mothers. Cause I like my mom, yeah, she's okay. And I don't wanna hear about nasty older brothers. Cause I like them too and they know how I like to play. I told them in high school how it really sucked. In high school my classmates all were fucked. In high I wanted to die, but somehow I survived high school. In high school I always hated showering with the team, trying hard not to think about that soap and steam. In high school I always hated showering in gym, but it always made my day to catch a glimpse of him. Cause I had a crush on my gym teacher. In high Jesus Christ, I love that guy. In high school.
Short song, but memorable.
Well, you know, any song that makes teeth fall out of their heads.
That was David Brown. I like him a lot. That's his. He's a live CD, obviously, you could tell, and it's his first release in a while. He's working on another one.
His picture's a little blurry on the front.
Yeah, he's a nice-looking guy.
I think it's his picture.
He's like
the
5'6", I want to say.
Mm-hmm. The inside pictures look nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's been recording for quite a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Scott, we can hear you in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on my headphones. No, you're not on the air. Hopefully you're not on the air.
Next up is one of Jimmy's favorite acts, the Go-Go Boys.
Oh, yes. I love the Go-Go Boys.
We play the hell out of them this past month.
Yes.
But you didn't know they have a release that's not a Christmas CD.
I know it. I've just realized that.
It's called Homo on the Range. We're going to hear the title track, and I'm going to leave that copy with Jimmy this evening when I leave.
Thank you.
And you know, I love this. You know, the ones that we can play is instead of marking which ones we can't play, it's easier to. It's 14 tracks, and there's two that we can allegedly.
Oh.
That I could play on Queer Voices.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's a big difference.
You can't tell me to go fudge myself. I'm from Texas. But that's not what we're going to be playing.
No, we're going to play the title track, Homo on the Range.
Lonely out here.
Sure is.
Yep.
How about one of those old cowboy songs?
Yeah.
The life of the cowboy is lonely and rough. It's hot and it's cold and it's damp. Cowboys work hard, so they're rugged and tough. That is, till they ride into camp. Oh, life on the range can be lonesome and sad. There beneath the wide open sky. Cowboys take comfort where it can be had. Yodelay, yippee-i-o-k-y. 10-gallon hat keeps out rain and the sun. Blue jeans with buttons of brass. A holster, a gun, a bandana for fun. And chaps just to show off his ass. Oh, life on the range can be lonesome and sad. There neath a wide open sky. So cowboys take comfort where it can be had. Yodelay, yippee-i-yo-k-y. So don't judge the cowboys for paths that they choose when love for each other runs deep. It's great for morale and it's really good news for the dogs and for most of the sheep. Oh, life on the range can be lonesome and sad there neath the wide open sky. Can be had. Yodelay, yippee-i-yo-k-y. Yodelay, yippee-i-yo-k-y. You know, I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
Yep.
How come you don't love me as much as I love myself? How come you don't love me as much as I love myself?
Excited. It's a party now and I'm the only one invited. Standing tall at full attention. Gazing at my own reflection. Yeah, you know, without a doubt. If I could do myself, you know I'd never leave the house. How come you don't love me as much as I love myself?
Never spent a day in school. Hands smell just like diesel fuel. That boy's got my favorite tool. Lines of Lubbock up ahead. Whites are pounding in my head. Waits for me in parking lot. What he wears is all he got. Dungarees and dirty socks. Truck stop boy sure gets me hot. Lights of Lubbock straight ahead. Pretty soon might get me head.
Racier sets of the evening, starting with the Go-Go Boys, Homo on the Range, one of the tamer songs from that album. That's the title track. Follow that with Naked, How Come You Don't Love Me, and Don Harvey with the Truck Stop Boy.
The artwork on that one is...
Yeah, I really like that Truck Stop Boy.
It has old... The album has old-timey photos of... What would you guess this is from, the early 1900s, these photos?
Probably, late,
Jimmy was there.
Late 1800s, early 1900s.
I didn't ask him if he remembered.
Probably the Midwest.
Yes.
Yes.
Hold on. No.
There's a man in a tub and other men attending to his needs.
Very Western looking.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe those were...
You thought that was modern day?
No, I was thinking those were maybe miners' hats.
Something like that.
On there, they look like lights, but when you look at the side view, it looks like a...
I don't know what that is.
They're wearing a cake... they're wearing a hat box on their head. They're washing each other.
Just having some good, clean fun.
On the inside, they're in a swimming pool.
I see.
A swimming hole.
Yeah, the old swimming hole, and everybody's naked.
The next artist Jimmy knows as just Barnes.
Yeah.
Because he had an excellent CD, maybe 5-6 years ago.
Something like that.
Called Loud Boy Radio.
Yes.
My favorite track was called Boy with a Secret. Mm-hmm. It's the one I played to death. I believe this is his first release since then, and he's now going by his first name also, Micah Barnes. And this one's a little different.
With a parking lot view, so I can smell the cheap perfume of loneliness, my love. I stumbled around this old beach town. Baby, what else could I do after you? After you. Fell down, yeah, I fell on my face, I fell on hard times. I thought she'd like to know after you, after you. I let myself go, yeah, I lost control, I thought she'd wanna know. This is what happened after you. That we drove all the way from Ontario. Guess I've been sucking too hard on the tit of my oblivion. I found out just how far a man can fall. After you. After you. Fell down, yeah, I fell on my face, I fell on hard times. I thought you'd like to know after you. After you. I let myself go, yeah, I lost control. I thought you'd want to know. This is what happened after you. I took this ugly room with a parking lot view, so I could smell the cheap perfume of loneliness, my love. I found out just how far a man can fall. After you.
Baby, 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 I think I lost my mind. My thoughts are all unraveling. You can watch as they unwind.
But putting that aside, I don't think I've ever felt so fine. It's like falling apart, suddenly feels so bright. And finally, I'm gonna see the light. And finally, I'm gonna get it right. And finally, I'm gonna see this through. Cause finally, I'm giving in to you. I'm giving in to you. Baby, 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 here's your ticket, take your seat. I'll be the guy who can't stop smiling as he's laying at your feet. I never knew surrendering could ever be this sweet. Oh, you got me giving you all, giving you everything. And finally, I'm gonna see the light. Finally, I'm gonna get it right. Finally, I'm gonna see this.
His brand new album, You and Me Are We, that track was called Giving In to You, and I've seen him perform live. He is amazing. He started out in the subways of New York. I think busking is the word.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, when you walk by somebody and they're playing a guitar, they have a guitar case on the ground and people toss coins into it. That's how he started out.
And that was Micah Barnes.
Micah Barnes, I didn't mention before, was in the group The Nylons, a Canadian group. I think they were widely considered to be a gay group, but they didn't really market themselves at all that way. But they sure had the gaydar going, I think. Next up is an artist from Buffalo. His name is Kendall. You can find out more about him at Kendall's Head. Rockgotsomeideas.com. I wish I knew the story behind that website name. But I'm going to play two tracks from his CD called Rekindled, which is like a greatest hits. He's had, five or six CDs. And you're going to hear, I guess, some of the variety of this art. There's all kind of music on this CD. There's a little rap. There's a little, some ballads. There's a little dance. There's some that you no way can play on regular radio. We're going to hear G.I. Barbie and Ain't Love Queer.
Funky.
And when you're gonna miss you a lot, I gotta tell you that
ain't it, though? That was Kendall. You can find him at kendallshead.com. Also, he's one of the people that contribute to some of the compilation CDs put out by Whoopi Bear Music. Whoopi, in case you don't spell that word all the time, is W-O-O-B-I-E, Bear, like the animal, Music. And that label just released a double CD called Global CD 1. And it's two discs, lots of folks, lots of bears, but some that are not bear artists, B-E-A-R artists, thank you. And this next one is by Grecote, G-R-E-C-O-T-E. I think that's some sort of Indian name. And joining Grecote on this track is Freddie Freeman. So you'll hear him again this evening. The song is called Closer.
Dancing at the club when you took my hand. It was then that
Feedback.
Yeah, that was Chris Landher, L-A-N-D-H-E-R-R. Hunky little guy from New York. Now he's living in Dallas. Of course, his boyfriend got a job there. That happens. That was called I Just Might Die. That's from his CD called Will Wrestle for Food. And he is a wrestler.
I need that. Excuse me, I can get that.
And coming up next is, well, it's amazing what you can find on eBay. I found this CD that looked interesting by this Swedish punk group called the Bondage Fairies. See why that kind of caught my attention? Especially with a track called Gay Wedding.
but keep your faith.
Keep your faith.
Beautiful, you deserve all the love in this world. There's no mirror reflecting your worth. Only tears of joy from now on.
Yeah.
That was Micah. Could you hear the Queen influence in that? Freddie Mercury influence in that?
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
His pictures are show a little bit of the Queen.
Yeah, he's a skinny little white boy. I like his voice. He's got a CD coming out early in 2007. I just have, so far, a couple EPs by him. Micah is M-I-K-A, so you should be able to find him pretty easily. In the middle of that set was Joshua Klipp, K-L-I-P-P, our first transgendered artist for the evening.
You know, and I've been playing Joshua for weeks now and didn't even know.
He's a F to M.
Yes, female to male.
So that's unusual in itself. We started that set off with the Bondage Fairies from Sweden, singing Gay Wedding. And what did I just hand you to play next?
Matt Katz.
I can't remember where he's from. Probably New York. Sounds like a New York artist to me.
Possibly.
Mm.
And this is On the Line.
I'm in love with you, baby. Simple as that. So in trouble with you, baby. 'Cause it's all we have. I can look into your eyes and know that I'm just guessing what we're about. Ah, some shadows are calling you. What are we about?
it me? It's only birth and death and everything between. If living is a pointless chore, just existence and nothing more, why does only one life be such an empty space?
Stephenson, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S-O-N, with the song, we got to look at it, Only One Life, and there's two versions of it. That's the dance mix, obviously. The other is the ballad mix. And other tracks on the CD include My Funny Valentine on the Street Where You Live, so you can kind of get a feel for where he's going. Before that was Matt Katz. It's like a comic strip. All of a Sudden, The Wireless is the name of his CD.
Excuse me.
And preceding that cough, we heard. No, up next, we have another Dallas artist, Patrick Booth. And this is one that's been played on Jimmy's show before.
Yeah, we have his.
And the track I like from his CD is called What I Didn't Know.
Without the money, I eventually got back in line. And the cuts that were left on my skin came and went away. I thought then that this was the end. All the times I've turned up around, something else to see that came along, the taste and the sound. Could there ever be a way to erase the parts, take the star right out of the way? A new death was the only name.
pretty face, and they get the feel of me. Refuse to reveal my truth. I look for reasons why they're waiting to leave the room. There is a way out of this. I wish I'd broken down the walls of time to alleviate this. But the words that were left in my head, with the birds that are singing now, are all dead. I knew there would be loneliness, and I knew all about the anger. Yet was prepared for the hearts of financially. No matter if it was worth it emotionally. What?
Just blow.
away from you.
That was Jeremy Gloff. If you'll hand me the CD, I'll tell people what the title of it is.
And I've never heard him sound better.
The title of it is Now's the Right Time to Feel Good. Jeremy Gloff, G-L-O-F-F. Before that, we heard Patrick Booth. He's from Dallas. His CD is called Finally, the View Has Changed. The picture cover shows him standing by the highway in downtown Dallas. Up next is an artist I just discovered, maybe 3 weeks ago, on MySpace. I love MySpace.com for discovering new artists. It's just great. And he sent me a Christmas song that I was able to squeeze into my December show. And it's a very good song that he wrote like 2 days or before that. And then he sent me his CD called Sophisticated Kink. And that's a good song, but instead, I want you to hear a song by him called Forgotten.
Oh, hear me. Oh, hear me now. Oh, hear me. Oh, hear me now. Rise
one horse town. And my head took a spin when your boots hit the ground. You bellied up to the bar with that squinting glance that kinda makes my heart skip a beat, that takes the weight from my feet and pulls it back into my pants. Maybe you're on my side, or maybe you're in my way. Maybe I wanna ride, but the question is, will you stay? I got a lot to give and I ain't got the time to play. So if you wanna ride, you better stay. If you wanna ride, you better stay. You hold all the cards, but I don't wanna play. Just cause you make me hard don't mean you make me gay. Yeah, you're the Marlboro Man with a gambler's luck. You got a voice that commands. You got really big hands, but that don't mean I wanna fuck. Maybe you're on my side, or maybe you're in my way. Maybe I wanna ride, but the question is, will you stay? I got a lot to give and I ain't got the time to play. So if you wanna ride, better stay. If you wanna ride, you better stay. I loved a Marlboro Man in a one-horse town. He took my heart in his hands. I threw my pants to the ground. Open range, give him all your love, but you can't make him change. Maybe you're on my side, or maybe you're in my way. Or maybe I wanna ride, but the question is, will you stay? I got a lot to give and I ain't got the time to play. So if you wanna ride, you better stay. If you wanna ride, you better stay.
Oops.
That was Robert German. The CD was called Sirens of Brooklyn. The song was called Marlboro Man.
I like that.
A very enterprising young man. When Brokeback Mountain came out on DVD last year, he managed to talk Wolf Video into packaging that with one of his EPs of that song.
Wow.
So if you bought the DVD of Brokeback Mountain, you got his EP of Marlboro Man. Good job.
Good job,
and
for
an artist who doesn't even had, at that time, an album yet.
I do like that. Photographer now.
I know.
cute guy. You know, he's got a lot better picture on his MySpace.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the photography on his album, because I've met him in person, and he's very good looking.
Mm-hmm.
The album doesn't do him justice.
Well, J.D., this has been a wonderful, wonderful time, and it's been way too long.
Indeed, it has.
You
bumped me the last couple times.
Yeah, I know, and I don't ever want to have to do that again, because I miss having you here on the fifth Saturday.
I brought, I went through my collection and did a search in the database of 2006 recordings, and I pulled from that you know.
And you got to play the music mm-hmm. you don't get to play on Queer Voices.
Mm-hmm. Yes, some that are FCC challenged.
Yes.
So it was just fun. I enjoyed
good.
It.
Good. And you are still the guru of queer music.
Thank you.
And you prove it every time you're here. You've been listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude right here on good old listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio Station, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, and for the time being, 89.5 in Galveston.
And it's the end of the year. We're back
yeah,
next week.
I know. You know, it's just that kind of nostalgia thing and thinking back mm-hmm. over the...
Did I mention I can usually be heard on Queer Voices Monday nights between 8 and 10?
No.
Oh, I should have done that. I meant to.
Shameless plug, table of one, shameless plug.
Queer Music Heritage is on the fourth Monday of the month at 9. Or at my website, queermusicheritage.com.
Yes, that's if you really want to hear the good stuff, you go to the website.
Where he doesn't have the FCC challenges.
There you go. And a lot more history and interviews and all kinds of good stuff.
All right. Well, we are done. I've got the PSAs ready. We'll be back next week.
Yes, we will. And get ready for Messerschmitt Domination Hour.
The Messerschmitt World Domination Happy Hour.
Oh, okay. I always screw that up.
Well, you know.
I look at Stacy and all I can think of is Messerschmitt. You know, I don't know what that deal is.
Well, who knows?
Yeah, I know.
And now, for your consideration, the PSAs.
Gotcha.
Have you ever wanted to discover what KPFT is like during its most energetic moments? Now's your chance. Starting in late January, KPFT kicks off its Winter Pledge Drive, and we need your help to make it a success. You can put your spare time to use by volunteering to answer phones during the drive. Our phone volunteer trainings are Sunday, January 14th at 10 a.m. and Wednesday, January 17th at 6 p.m. The sessions will be held at KPFT Studios, 419 Lovett Boulevard. You'll meet KPFT listeners just like you, make new friends, and help this community radio station. In just an hour or two, you can help us handle pledges. Your efforts make a difference, and you can make this a fun and successful drive. Evenings and weekends are available. Again, those phone volunteer training dates are Sunday, January 14th at 10 a.m. and Wednesday, January 17th at 6 p.m. They'll be held at KPFT Studios, 419 Lovett Boulevard near downtown Houston. Visit kpft.org to RSVP for the training or just come on by. You're tuned in to 90.1 FM KPFT Houston.
The following is a resolution by the Pacifica National Board. Be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board condemns the unwarranted murder of Sean Bell, an innocent and unarmed African-American male, and the attempted murders of his friends, Joseph Guzman and Trent Benefield, who were also black and unarmed, in a barrage of 50 bullets fired by five New York City police.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.